The dialect of Coldicott, Hertfordshire. Amos Males, aged 74, a retired farm worker and native, recorded in his home by Stanley Ellis in March 1958.
Well, just for my time, my grandfather, I never knowed him, not him. Mother's father I knowed. Mm-hmm. And my grandmother, my mother's mother, you understand, she dropped down dead just inside the red line door. They had someone was kicking up a rail. Well, old Dennis Yadbolt, that was one on kicking up a rail. She went to Partham and she fell down dead. And when they went to fetch the police, somebody cut a pocket and stole the money.
Oh, I say.
After work, what was there to do?
Oh, there's no work for you. You only go to the pub. There was no buses and nothing else about you. No bikes. No. Nobody got no bikes in my young days. No. Not about here. First old bike that I can recollect was old Amos Bates, old Navy Bates we used to call him. He's got an old three wheel and I'd got wheels as this each side, little old wheel behind, and I'd got great wooden blocks as big as that one, put your belt on. And then the old tall, them old penny farthings.
Penny farthings, do you remember them? Do you know them penny farthings?
My old brother.
A big wheel and then a little one.
My old brother, our bad one. We got a lodger. Well, they'd brought up together and he come away from his brother, of course they couldn't get on. He come and lodge with us. He got on this here old tantrum, as you call it, and Penny rode down that alley just up here, and went walloping that fence, over the fence he went and broke down.
Tall bikes, weren't they? Used to have a big
wheel. Well, it stands some 8 foot high.
Big wheel in the front and a little one in the back.
As big as that.
Yes.
Solid wheels. Then they got a bigger wheel, a cushion wheel they call them. Then they got these, what you got now. Well, whatever supplies you had to fetch from the station that time of day, with horse and cart. Mm-hmm. There's no other way of getting on a van, or the railway van used to bring it. You see, then they said that horse is roughed. They used to screw these things in here, and here, and here, and heels, so they shouldn't slip. Big nails, square nails. Mm-hmm. Well, they're a square nail, and they come out like a chisel, you understand, like a chisel. So they cut in nice. Because when they got wore down, you take your spanner or anything like that and just unscrew them, screw some more in. That's how they used to go get about that time of day.
And did they have sort of teams of horses or just one or what?
Well, horses. Well, sometimes you'd have three to get about. That snowy weather.
Must be so many more of them about, wouldn't they? they used to wreck.
I've been about with horse and cart and so I have with old wagon when I was a young lad. When I was down at Coldicott Mill. So I was when I was at Kempton Mill. Been to Luton and right up there to Cutts Farm and then been up there and fetched oats and corn and then been down the mill and fetched meal and one thing or another. And then the snow come and the wagons grind on the snow like that. Horses' trousers fall down and bleed at the nose. But you get one horse fall down, there's another one pulling all he can, the other one lays down here. And I'd clear up then as well as it could, the other one out pull it up and that's how they used to get about. That time of day.
And did the winter sort of go on longer, or were they more severe?
I've been out with that wagon, and snow and damp, like we've had this weather now, and my clothes have got wet, and when I've been home, you could take them off near the stand upright, froze. Stand upright. I've known to start in November. And we perhaps had 3 months of it straight off. 3 months and ain't done nothing on the land, and been what they call muck cart or anything, dung cart or anything like that, what you call it. Take it up the old park, and perhaps when you come out in the moors, you're going two horses, you put one horse in the cart and you had two foresters, two to draw, out draw it, get it along. That time of day.